director Yoon Ga-eun is known for films like 우리들 and 우리 집 and has been praised for her insightful look into the world of children. In her essay collection entitled Ho Ho Ho, the director wrote, "Perhaps I didn't really know what true happiness really looked like. Perhaps I had mistaken that happiness could only be arrived at by walking to the end of a path. The only thing I've realized by walking a long time is the truth that happiness is not at the destination, but on the road." It's so true, isn't it? Take traveling, for instance. It's not just being at the destination and experiencing new things that give us joy. From deciding where to go and what to do, to anticipating and imagining what it'll be like, and then reminiscing what it had been like once we got back, well, it's the entire process that makes us happy. Happiness is not somewhere, but everywhere. We have a public holiday coming up here in Korea tomorrow, and that's another great example, isn't it? How many of you are already happy just thinking about what to do tonight and what to do tomorrow? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with my song, 만나러 가는 길, or En Route. You know, a lot of people say that they're happier on Friday nights, when they have the weekend to look forward to, than they are on Saturday, when the weekend has already begun. How many of you feel that way? I think I'm definitely included into that group too. Likewise, I'd imagine a lot of our Korean listeners are already quite happy as they look forward to the day off tomorrow. In other words, it's a very Friday-like hump day here in Korea. How about where you are? Now, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded. I won't be taking the role today, but still, if you'd like to tell me where you are and what you're up to as you're listening to today's show, please feel free to do so. And, as usual, you can share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything all the same. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards, on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. It is Wednesday, which means Kayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of the show, so I do hope you stick around for our mini trip back in time. All right. Time for our next song. This is a song called 내일이 오면, Tomorrow by Lil Boy, featuring Kitty Boy and Big Naughty. 내일이 오면, Tomorrow by Lil Boy, featuring Kitty Boy and Big Naughty. Now, just a quick reminder, send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, text me at sharp 8150, and do any of these things, you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent me any feedback, check out the notice section on our webpage. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the winner's list, send us your shipping info via email, and we'll send you your prize as soon as possible. On to our next song break. First up, here's B2B with 너 없인 안 된다, Only One for Me, followed by Winner and their song Love Me, Love Me. You just heard Love Me, Love Me by Winner, and then 너 없인 안 된다, Only One for Me by B2B. Quick reminder again for our listeners about our reruns. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Both the website and these mobile apps do post the broadcast time schedule. You just have to do a little calculating for your time zone, and you can see which broadcast fits your schedule the best. Past episodes of the program are available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on the website or via podcasts, too. So you can pretty much listen to us whenever you like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember that the songs we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. Up next, here's a song by A. Lee. It's Higher, featuring Iruma. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Now, the next two songs I have for you are both about that heart fluttering, the very early stages of a relationship. First, we will listen to 2 Centimeters by Minseo, featuring Paul Kim, where these two protagonists have yet to even hold hands. Their hands are still just 2 centimeters apart from one another, and they're still both so unsure if they're just friends or just 2 centimeters away from being girlfriend and boyfriend. Talk about butterflies. You can just see the sparks flying off those fingers, right? After that, we will listen to Perfect Day by Soran. Now, in this song, we meet the unluckiest guy in the world, who always gets rained on while wearing new shoes, misses the bus, loses his cell phone, has the worst seat in the movie theater, and it goes on. But despite all this, he says his day is still perfect, as long as he gets to spend the day with his beloved. So let's listen, and hopefully vicariously get some of those butterflies in our tummies, yeah? All right, 2 Centimeters by Minseo featuring Paul Kim, and then Perfect Day by Soran.
안녕 우리 오랜만이야 떨어지네 내 시선이
They're different, but not entirely. 2 different songs from 2 different parts of the world, it's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. 1 K-pop track and 1 non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Now, since today is, like I mentioned before, a Friday feeling hump day, we're going to listen to 2 songs about the weekend. We'll start with the K-pop song Weekend by Taeyeon. Now, I talk about Taeyeon a lot on this segment, so I feel like I don't really have to introduce her again. That in and of itself goes to show just how successful she is as a solo artist here. She is indeed so much more than just a member of 소녀시대 now. Her song Weekend was released as a single just last summer. It's a song about wanting to be free to do anything, at least on weekends. And it starts out like this. The closest beach. Movie theater by myself. It's okay to do whatever draws me. The beep, 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 beep sound that rings every morning and whirls around my ears. I'll wake up without that morning call that rushes me. Take a bite of cheesecake. Have a glass cup full of coffee. I'll make it iced ever so leisurely. Yes, that sounds like a good weekend. And for our non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to Weekend by Finnish-Swedish pop singer, songwriter, dancer, and actor Isaac Elliott. Isaac Elliott debuted with a bang in 2013, topping the Finnish singles chart and winning himself the nickname the Justin Bieber of Scandinavia. It's pretty grand. His song Weekend was released as a single in the summer of 2020, and this is an 80s synth pop inspired song. It appears to be about a relationship, but one that is a little far from healthy. Here's a bit of the words. Tell me why you only want me on the weekend. It's like on Monday you have someone else to do. Tell me why you only love me on the weekend, 'cause when it's over, I'm not over you. I need more than love on a weekend. I need more than love on a weekend. A totally different concept of the weekend, right? All right, let's listen to these two very different takes about the weekend back to back. One happy and liberating weekend and one weekend that's questionable at best. First up, Taeyeon with Weekend and then Isaac Elliott with Weekend. We just heard Isaac Elliott with Weekend, and before that it was Weekend by Taeyeon. Those were our Parallel Universe songs of the day. All right, coming up in part two is OFD's version of Kaio Top 10, so I hope you don't change that channel. Let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here's Oban with Horichum, I Am Yours. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In a moment, we will be hopping on a time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old Kaio for our Wednesday segment, Kaio Top 10. If you have any comments or questions, send your messages through Kong. Use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. You can also leave your messages as comments on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And if you have a Korean phone number, text me at sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. I will be right back with Liz after this song break. First up, here's Ihai with her song 머리, 어깨, 무릎발. HSKT is the English abbreviation there, featuring Wonstein. And then it's Samuel Suh with Off You. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Kaio. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS 2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Kaio Top 10. I'm in here to stay, ready to take you around the way, so you're ready to dance. It is not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday. We're going to take a trip back in time and listen to some old school K-pop, also known as Kayo. And in the studio with me to guide us through this trip, it is our very own OFD staff writer, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. Hi. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather.
It's making me drowsy.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the sun and, you know, the breeze. And it's just like, I just want to sit on the grass and...
Yeah. Just kind of daydream.
Yeah.
Zone out.
Just look at the water and, mm-hmm. you know.
Interesting. I actually have been noticing this week a lot of comments like that where I just can't think. I have low energy because the weather's just too nice.
Well, I have plenty of energy. I just don't want to use it.
Interesting.
Before we keep going, did you notice that the light in the corner is flickering again, and it's now flickering on beat to our signal?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
It's been flickering for a while.
Oh, I thought they fixed it.
You know what's interesting is we had this big... We had lights flickering, a couple lights flickering. Mm-hmm. I know exactly which ones flickered.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I related and our producer related very clearly to the staff to come fix it. But when I came into the studio the next day, they spent a lot of time and energy fixing...
Something else?
The other ones.
Oh. That's
and
unfortunate.
They didn't actually touch the ones that were flickering, so they're just still flickering.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we're mentioning again, so
it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that one, I remember last week it wasn't.
Oh, no, it's been flickering.
Maybe it's also been flickering on and off.
That's true. It does flicker on and off because the one behind you also flickers, but
right,
now it's just
really
off.
Dim. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We're not sure if it's the bulb or if it's a circuitry thing,
yeah.
but hopefully it's the bulb. And
hopefully,
most likely it's the bulb because, so, you know, we're going on our almost fifth year here and I've never had a problem with the lights.
That's
so.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so a little bit of back behind the scenes.
I just noticed that it was on beat and I just
exactly. Yeah, it's like, hey, man, in that club in here.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just kind of, I was noticing that I was drifting in my mind again, looking at the flickering lights.
Oh, you're getting like the strobe effect? Were you getting hypnotized?
A little bit. And it's like, hey, I'm feeling the same way inside and outside.
See, this is the May weather. Everyone's doing the May zone out, right? Like, oh, look at the light. It's pretty. But let's get back into focus.
Right.
Let's get motivated. In fact, this is, I think, going to be a playlist that is going to sort of infuse us with a little energy.
Yeah. I told you I don't really want to use the plenty of energy I have, but I think we can exert a little bit of it.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I figured, you know, some people might need a little bit of a boost.
Just a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, a little pick-me-up, like myself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just a...
Accompany you if you are already kind of perky.
Some background music for you.
There you go. All right. So fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And are we visiting a particular time period today? Or?
Yes, we're gonna... Well, I mean, last year... This is how dazed I am.
Yeah.
Last week we were mostly in, you know, early 90s and were we in the 80s? I'm very dazed. But today
we're in April.
Yeah. We're going to go to first week of May of 1997 when some of the top songs on Kayo Top 10 chart included Untitled's 날개, Cool's 루시퍼의 변명, 자자's 버스 안에서, 엄정화's 배반의 장미, etc., etc. So, yeah, a lot of movers.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, dance tracks.
Dance tracks were always sort of a guaranteed chart climbers.
Yeah.
I remember in 97.
And so I was I have talked about all these ones that I already mentioned on Kayo Top 10, so I wanted to focus more on the songs that I hadn't mentioned so far that were still danceable.
Yeah.
That were still very dancey.
Absolutely. Sounds good. All right, so where are we going to start?
We're going to start at number 4.
Okay.
The first week of May of 1997, which was occupied by none other than Uptown with their debut song, 다시 만나죠, aka Back to Me. Now, for those of our listeners who don't know Uptown, what's up with you? You should know Uptown because they're cool.
I actually don't think we've ever actually talked about Uptown, although, you know, Uptown's members are very familiar to us even now.
Even now, yes.
But let's go back in time and do a little recap.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this group, this four-piece group, it started out as a four-piece anyway, was formed by singer-songwriter Jung Hyun-jun, who was actually a songwriter first.
Yes.
He started writing songs for none other than Lee Kwang-jo back in the mid-80s.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he briefly had a stint as a member of a duo called 모래시계, or
Hourglass.
Hourglass, thank you. With 천성일 of Noise. That was like early in the 90s.
Okay.
And then he got his name put on the maps when he sang the soundtrack to the drama Pilot in 1993, which was a huge hit drama. I think it was the one that followed up to 질투.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it had Choi Soon-jung in it. And it was a very popular show. And his voice became very recognizable through that song. And then he decided to take a break.
I see.
He took a trip to the States and started studying up on black music for 2 years. Yeah. And then he decided that he wants to bring that back to Korea and form a hip-hop group.
Wow. So he hip-hop, R&B.
Right.
He really fell in love with this.
Yeah. And he decided to hold an audition. And he, out of 9 strong candidates, he decided to hire rapper Carlos and Steve and another very famous person who was the main vocalist, who ended up becoming the main vocalist of the group and also a main rapper. I think that might have been a surprise to a lot of people at the time anyway. And she goes by the name Yunmire.
Yes.
Yeah, this is where Yunmire started out.
Yes.
And Jung Hyun-jun himself, he wasn't going to stick around. He just wanted to form the group and produce it and give them songs.
Right.
But he failed to secure a sub-vocal slash sub-rapper that he really liked the male voice. So he decided, I guess I should do it. So,
jump on stage himself.
That's right. So those four made up of Uptown that later became in the 90s they were still known as Uptown, but later on in the 2000s they made a comeback as UPT, but that's a different story. So yeah, they debuted with this song 다시 만나죠, Back to Me, and they did pretty well, like I said before, on Kayo Top 10 in the first week of May. They were at number 4.
Yeah.
But they actually went on to top the charts in other stations.
I see.
And what really shocked a lot of audience members about this group, belatedly though, was the age of Yunmire at the time.
Yes.
She was 15. But when they say 15, I think it meant like Korean 15.
Right, which meant she was like 13 or 14.
Yeah, 13 or 14. But at the time, she had to hide that because, of course, there were rules against minors working certain hours, right?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, and also because, you know, she's up there on stage singing and dancing with a lot older guys.
Right.
And I guess for many different reasons, they decided to...
The optics might not be in their favor.
Right.
So they sort of kind of skipped over or obscured what her actual age was.
Right. Well, I think they initially said that she was 19.
Okay.
Or like they still said she was in her teens,
right,
but didn't specify
the teens. Yeah,
right?
Very vague.
Yeah. But that's just how good she was.
Yes.
She beat out other competition and... you know, clearly, Jung Hyun-jun had to have her there, right?
Yeah.
And she was such a huge part of the group, mm-hmm. and she was, I don't know, to me personally anyway, that whole group was Yoon Mi-rae's group.
She made it. Mm-hmm. She made it the group.
Right.
She was the one who stood out the most, mm-hmm. and she was sort of the signature member.
I think so, too.
Of that group.
And,
the defining member.
She still does today, mm-hmm. but she can sing and rap like nobody else.
Yep, yep, absolutely.
And even at 13, 14, or 15, uh-huh. she still had that signature sound. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she sounds younger, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, she
stood
out.
So cute, though.
Yes, she was.
Gosh, every time I see Uptown performing,
oh, yeah.
like those old videos, mm-hmm. oh, and this totally takes me back, too. Wow.
But you mm-hmm. know what I thought was funny was when I was looking at their older videos again recently, I was mm-hmm. like, is it the makeup? Is it the makeup that makes her look older than she does now?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think just the style of the makeup back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was here, remember, right? And we had like the really thick
lip liners.
Thick lip liners.
Yeah, with purple lips.
Yeah, thick lip liners with the nude lipstick faded into it, right? So it's got that pasty, mm-hmm. matte look, and then those really stark, thin eyebrows.
Right.
And these are not all... None of those things are conducive to a youthful appearance.
No. Well, now, I guess they may have even overdone it for her at the
maybe.
Time because they wanted... to make sure that she doesn't
look
13.
Like a kid.
Yeah.
Because if she just went out as, you know, she just normally looked, then people... Mm-hmm. I mean, if you put her in pigtails and a school uniform, then obviously we're going to be like, holy cow, you're a kid. but yeah, of course, there was probably a little bit of, you know, manipulating there.
Right.
But, you know, she got to make her debut into mm-hmm. this world of K-pop and made her stamp and is still making her stamp.
Totally.
Yeah.
As for the song 다시 만나죠, mm-hmm. 다시 만나죠 literally translates to please see me again,
yes.
please date me again,
yeah.
you know. And basically we have a protagonist who's saying please forgive me and come back to me because I said I wanted to break up with you just because I wanted to see other women,
mm-hmm.
but then I regret it now, mm-hmm. so I'm leaving this message.
Oh,
please come back
please
to me.
Come back.
I'm waiting for your call, mm-hmm. and you know what? I tried seeing other people, but you're the best. So, not exactly earning any brownie points there, but, no. You know, you get the idea.
Absolutely. And it's got to be an easy to follow story because mm-hmm. we've got a mixed gender group.
Yep.
And it's going to be high energy,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of elements of the song, in hindsight, as I was listening to it again, reminded me of Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a contemporary.
Yeah. And see if you can spot which elements reminded me of that.
Good call there. Yeah. Yes, very good catch. All right, let's listen. Here's Uptown with 다시 만나죠, or Back to Me.
Yeah, yes. Coming from the 96 to the 97. Uptown boys in full effect, funk the five, always cheat the five. Uptown boys all about noise, kicking up dust 'cause it's the must.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like Uptown party.
Yeah, Uptown, bringing in a really nice kind of healthy dose of hip hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before 1997, it had been going towards it,
right?
But this really was refreshing to me as well, mm. especially being from the States.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they really pulled it off.
Yeah,
I haven't seen some of those people in such a long time. Where's Steve? What's he doing now?
We know
Tasha's doing great.
Of course.
I'm Facebook friends with Carlos. He's doing great. He's a family
Fantastic.
Man. Daddy. What? In Korea? In any case, that was, of course, Uptown with 다시 만나죠. We're moving right along to our second fun track of the day here on Gaayo Top 10. All
right, we're going to listen to the number 6 song of the week, which happened to be 용서 or Forgiveness by 이혜린. And I thought it was kind of funny how this song could be a response to Uptown's 다시 만나죠.
Oh, really?
I'll get to the contents of the song in just a little bit.
Okay.
But to tell you a little bit more about 이혜린, we've talked about her before because of her...
Come On Baby Tonight.
Yeah.
Biggest
AKA,
hit.
AKA 늘 지금처럼.
Yes.
But did you know that she debuted with a ballad number?
I think you actually told us that when we discussed her earlier.
Right.
The first time.
It's described as the mid-tempo folk song.
Right.
Popular Namuare. But even though that song was successful enough, she decided that wasn't her style.
Yeah. You know? She was like, no, I've got more to show.
Yeah.
I've got groove.
Yeah. So she chopped up her hair and put on some dark makeup and started dancing.
Haircut was just genius.
Yeah.
It was sort of like the Korean of K-pop equivalent of the Rachel cut.
it was very genius. Pretty. Yeah.
Super pretty.
It wasn't like girly pretty, but like...
So chic.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she still oozed femininity with this really... But strength and chic and modern.
And it was very like grown-up women.
Yes. That's very, very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was 늘 지금처럼.
Yeah.
And so she kind of became the epitome of female K-pop stars going from like pure innocent look to sexy concept.
Right.
And being super successful with it too.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of kept it up going with her third album, which was which included the title track 용서 or Forgiveness, which is the song that we're going to be listening to very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Although after her fourth album, apparently she just had some difficulties with finding the right label for herself, and she went abroad to study jazz in 2008. And then when she came back, she made a comeback in 2011 as a trot singer.
Oh, she did?
Apparently.
How come I don't remember this?
I don't know either.
Wow.
And I thought it was very interesting how, you know, you start out as a folk singer, be successful as a dance singer, and then study jazz to become a trot singer.
Wow, I think that's a testament to her versatility.
That's very true, too.
Yeah, like, hey, you know what? I think I'm just going to do trot now. Who can do that?
Clearly she can.
That's fantastic.
The reason I said this song sounds like a response or a reply to UPT or Uptown's message about 다시 만나죠.
Come back.
Yeah. This song starts with a female protagonist saying that it took me a year, but I realized that you've been deceiving me.
Ooh.
That you've been seeing another woman while you were seeing me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the song starts.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes on to say how you were like an umbrella to me when it rained and blah, blah, blah. And then she says, you are my love. You are my life.
Mm.
I'll be waiting for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So if I ever run into you by chance, I hope you'll be alone.
Uh-huh.
Because your absence is still there, and I forgive you.
Oh, so it's a happy ending response.
I guess. I don't approve of it, but, another thing that I made a note of in my notes is that it's very Bollywood.
Ah!
Yeah.
Hence, like, the styling that she had, slightly hair and pants-inspired look.
I think so. With, like, really baggy pants with the crop top. And...
Yeah, kind of like Jasmine from Aladdin a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the vibrations and the key, minor key.
Right.
Although it has a brief...
The use of their chromatic scales,
too. It's just... It's interesting.
All right. Mm-hmm. It is interesting. I mean, she wanted to keep it really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Had to follow up such a huge hit like 늘 지금처럼. Well, here it is. It's 용서 or Forgiveness by 이예린. That was 용서, Forgiveness by 이예린. I actually didn't recognize it until we started listening to it.
Right.
Totally took me back. I'm like, oh, yes, I remember this.
Of course.
it had a reggae, which was very different from her former hit.
Because
her former hit, her previous hit, was very pop.
Very, almost
SES style,
right?
A little Euro pop, Western pop.
Actually, no, it was Finkel who remade the song. But
that's right. They did remake the song later. And then here she went very on trend for K-pop at that time, with that reggae upbeat.
But yeah, like it's very reggae, but at the same time, very Bollywood to me.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it does have she has those weird kind of ad-libs in there.
Yeah,
it gives it sort of a, kind of a, I don't know, exotic feel to it.
I guess.
Yeah, interesting. All right, if you're just tuning in, this is OFD's very own take on Kayo Top 10. We are waxing nostalgic and very energetically today.
Of course.
With some fun dance songs. Mm-hmm. What's our next song?
Well, so we're coming down the chart.
Okay.
And we're going to take a brief stop at number 7 and listen to a song called 사랑. Comma, 두려움, or love, comma, fear, by Deuce.
Deuce. Yep.
Deuce.
We gotta have Deuce. we gotta have Deuce in the mix.
Of course. Mm-hmm. They were the new jack swing group here in Korea, I think. It's safe to say.
Yeah.
They were very popular, but they did go separate ways before things happened.
Yes.
Not because there were any animosities between the two members. They are best friends, were best friends.
Right.
And, you know, they were still very tight, even though they both went solo.
Right.
And then, of course, unfortunately, one of the members passed away.
Right.
For still mysterious reasons.
Mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this album, Deuce Forever, was actually released after.
Posthumously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But not like, well, I mean, even his album was, his solo, Kim Sung-jae's solo album, the one and only solo album,
right,
actually had a black ribbon on it when it was released.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, because he passed away actually on the day of his first and only performance of the song, 바라자면.
Right.
And what happened with this particular song is that apparently Lee Hyun-do happened upon recordings of a song that solo song that Kim Sung-jae had recorded that never made it onto the album.
Onto his solo album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But, I mean, most of the songs on Kim Sung-jae's solo album were written by Lee Hyun-do anyway.
Right.
So I guess they recorded it together and then somehow it just kind of got backtracked or, you know.
Right. And something fell through the cracks, but
exactly.
He found pieces of a recording and a composition that Kim Sung-jae had did.
Right,
himself.
He had already recorded.
He had already recorded.
Yeah. So, Lee Hyun-do decided to add to it. And there are even parts where he decided to sing in unison with them.
Oh.
And mostly it was just added rap verses.
Right.
But yeah, he decided to complete the song.
I see.
And included in the best of compilation album that was Deuce Forever.
Oh.
And that became the last album by Deuce.
Wow. And that song was 사랑 두려움.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting.
I know. I mean, I've
finding
always...
Finding unfinished pieces of your friend's music, finishing out.
Yeah.
What a fantastic and touching homage to him, tribute
and
to him.
I was actually kind of surprised to realize that I never knew this before. When I owned the album Deuce Forever, but I just assumed that, you know, they recorded this together before.
I see.
And
I think maybe a lot of people thought that too.
Maybe.
It was just a previously unreleased.
Exactly.
So they decided to put it on the best of album.
Yeah. But
it wasn't.
No, he found snippets of Kim Sung-jae's voice and he decided to finish up the song.
It's kind of like a labor of love there.
Yeah. And even the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It starts with, not starts with, but there are parts where we hear Kim Sung-jae saying, if I close my eyes like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear them in unison.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything without you.
Mm.
I'm scared of myself for having become this way.
Oh.
But, I mean, and we also hear Lee Hyun-do singing, all alone, I'm so lonely.
Oh.
And this is a love song.
Right.
To, I'm assuming, by a protagonist to a, you know, significant or
some sort of beloved object of affection.
Object of affection.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing the things that we know about the group itself.
In this context.
Uh-huh. It's just so sad.
It is.
But the song is so fun.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
what to do?
What to do?
Dance? Cry?
I mean,
what do we do?
It's a little too fast to dance for me.
Yeah.
But that's just me. So I'm just going to, you know, bob my head and maybe
tap
my toes. Mm. Personally, I think it's best not to think about the circumstances surrounding
too
the song.
Much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe just enjoy the song for what it is. It's a fun song.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. Very well put. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just that as we listen to this. Here's 사랑 두려움 or love fear. We just listened to Deuce with 사랑 두려움 or love fear. Liz, I was getting a kick out of you listening to the song because you were like bobbing and dancing uh-huh. with your shoulders, and then you're like, "Oh,"
because he said, "I'm too lonely on my own," and it's just like, "Oh,
don't be lonely."
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It does add a little bit of a bittersweet feel, but. You know, I'm glad that Lee Hyun-do refrained from making it some sort of kind of overly sappy emotional, but just actually just decided to keep to their genre, right?
Yeah,
keep it energetic.
It's a very Deuce song.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It is. And this, as you said, was the very last new song that ever released.
Right. Aw.
This one for the history books.
Aw.
Still beloved and listened to on radio today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Happy ending.
Aww.
Aww.
Okay, well,
lots of nostalgia going on here.
Let's take up the mood.
All right, then let's move on. What's our next song for the day?
So we're going to get off the top 10 chart
okay. And
listen to some of the songs that were still very much heard all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Despite not, you know, having been on the chart on the first week of May anyway.
No, but it'll definitely have its rotation, something that we definitely heard on the streets
yep.
if we're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm. And this particular song was actually more popular as a 노래방 favorite.
Ah, okay.
It is Musical.
Musical.
By Ms. Im Sang-ha.
Oh, I remember this song. This totally takes me back.
It's a very, very fun song to sing along to.
It is.
And Im Sang-ha is an actress and a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Was.
Okay.
Now she goes by designer.
Designer of clothes?
Handbags.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently,
I didn't know that.
People like Beyonce are her regulars.
What?
Well, this was on the news like... I don't know. I want to say like 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if Beyonce still is, but
okay.
She sold her bags to Beyonce. There we
go.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So she's in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 1996, she debuted as a MC first.
Okay.
Apparently. So she was hosting.
Woman of many talents.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And then she acted, and then come 96, she decided to give it a go as a singer with a little help from Mr. Choo Young-hoon.
Oh, he was the hit producer at that time.
Yeah, I mean,
go wrong.
You would think he was too busy giving songs to Im Jong-ha, but
he had
one to spare for Im Sang-ha, and
nice.
Musical was written by Choo Young-hoon, and it became a huge hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, people loved it, and then it led to her second album that included the song 저 바다가 날 맡겠어, which is also another very musical tune-like song.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there was that famous and popular duet she did with Kim Hyun-chul, Christmas Eve,
yes,
which we heard just last Christmas too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But again, after releasing her third album in 1998, she decided to go to Parsons.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so she studied there and then started her own label, and she has been there ever since.
Wow.
But as I mentioned, this song had apparently stayed on the very top of the 노래방 favorite. So it's been at least 2 years since the last time I went to 노래방.
Okay.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's been at least 3 years.
Okay.
Feels like it anyway.
Right.
So... for those of our listeners who may not have been to a 노래방 / karaoke here in Korea, there's always this giant poster.
Yes.
With 100 songs.
Right.
With the numbers that you punch in next to the titles.
Yes. It's like number code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are the top 100 most frequently sung songs.
Right.
and that's always, they're frequently updated.
Sure.
But they're always on the wall.
Sure. And then and just consider how many new K-pop releases are released, like, daily.
Exactly.
Right?
But the favorites rarely change.
They really don't, huh?
They really don't. And musical was actually there for, according to the internet, for tens of years.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was released in 97, so, yeah. Tens of years.
And they just wouldn't leave that chart.
Yeah, because it is a very fun song to sing, and it is very musical song-like.
Yes.
It's very Chicago. It's very all that jazz.
I thought it was pretty well produced, especially. Very unusual, too.
Yeah, it's
in the K-pop scene at that time.
I think that's what made it work.
Yeah.
It stood out. It was literally outstanding. And it's very finger snappable and tap danceable if you can. I can't.
But you just fake it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, just tap your toes, if you will.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are wonderful, too. Because basically it's saying that, leave me alone. You know, mind your own business. I'm going to be born again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do me. You know, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me.
Yep.
There's nothing more I need as long as I have my music and my dance.
I love that. I am the star of my own life.
Yeah.
Right? Very uplifting, inspirational.
Also, one of my favorite lines in the song is, no one else can live my life for me.
Oh, so true and so wise.
It's mine to live.
It is. Mm. Those are words to live by.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's so fun to sing.
Of course.
And if our listeners do remember this song from back in the day, on their next trip to the Norebang, how much you want to bet they're going to punch in the code for musical?
I know I will.
I know I might if I ever go, which I don't really.
Oh.
But I might. In a parallel universe. Yeah. All right, let's listen. It's our next track for the day. Im Sang-ha here with Musical. We just listened to Im Sang-ha with her song Musical. It kind of makes me wonder whose idea it was to do this kind of a concept.
You know what, though? I always thought, I know she went to New York after this.
Yeah.
But because I've come to associate her with New York, New York.
Broadway. Oh,
you know, so
okay.
I just thought it was always her. But
interesting stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... she also kind of reminds me of, I think it's her expressions, not her features, but Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago.
Yeah.
She's kind of got that look.
That kind of a glamorous look, right? A little, like, lustrous.
Yeah.
Lustrous lips.
So, it just fit her so perfectly.
Maybe it was Choo Young-un then.
Oh, saw her and decided
the producer. Because this is also kind of an outlier in terms of the style of music that he usually produced.
That's true, too.
I don't think that he ever did anything like this before Im Sang-ha came out on the scene, right?
I'm just trying to imagine Eum Jong-ha sing this, just because I always associate Eum Jong-ha with Choo Young-un.
Well,
but
she could have.
See, Eum Jong-ha could, because Eum Jong-ha could do anything.
But she would have definitely put in her own twist to it. Yes, her own signature move. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, with her signature voice,
of course,
it would have definitely already just become a completely different animal.
See, another reason I really enjoyed singing this song at Norebang, when I did go to Norebang, was because Im Sang-ha had a very unique voice and unique vocalization.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very deep in her throat.
Yeah.
And it was very easy to mimic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because it was so unique.
Okay.
It was easy to kind of pretend or like make my voice.
Produce that
exactly,
sound.
The quality. So I remember when this song was released and I was singing it for the first time in Norebang, I was still a, you know, high school student. And I was just kind of, I would always do at least the first two lines in that tone. And then it got too tiring because, you know, I was using my throat the way.
A lot of throat.
Yeah, so I had to switch back to my own voice.
That's funny.
And then 간주 점프.
I just feel like you weren't the only one.
Probably time.
I just have this feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun thing to do. It's like when you're rapping a Rula song, you have to do the Lee Sang-min song or Lee Sang-min voice.
Sure.
And, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You got to do it. Or you got to at least attempt it. That's what's fun about Nuriba.
Exactly.
All right.
I miss it.
All right. Another good one here to kind of tap your toes to, dance, if you will, sing along to. It's our last song for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is Giri Giri by Solid.
Can't not talk about Solid for talking about 1997.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But now I really wanted to keep it as Giri Giri.
Yeah.
Although it's really impossible to write it in alphabets.
Yes.
And I actually did find a YouTube video that had it translated as like, likes, like.
That works.
Yeah. I liked it.
But, I do.
But on iTunes, Solid had, or maybe their company, had uploaded it as birds of a feather flock together.
I mean, that does mean the same thing.
Yeah, but it's not fun.
That it's a little longer.
Yeah, it's very pretentious. Yes.
But if you want to know what Giri Giri means, that's really what it means.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
Flock together. Yeah. But I do like.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Very clever.
I have to write that down.
Yeah.
So this was the title track of Solid's fourth and last album.
Final album.
In the 90s, anyway. Because they did make a comeback 21 years later.
Yes.
So this was the title track, and it was supposed to be non-R&B, but more Miami hip-hop dance.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting indeed, because I don't hear it.
Because
I actually heard Miami more with Uptown.
Oh, yeah, I can see that a little.
Yeah, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, by then, I mean, they were good up until their second album and the third album were the bomb.
Explosive.
Yeah. But the fourth album didn't do as well.
A little lackluster in reception.
And because Giri Giri didn't do as well as they had expected, they decided to switch off to their follow-up sooner than expected.
Right.
And they kind of promoted the ballad number 끝이 아니기를 for a little while, and that one became a little more popular than Giri Giri.
I see.
But still, compared to the third and second album hits, you know. Mm-hmm. And then that's around the time when they decided, all the three members decided that they've been away from home too long.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I guess, I don't know if they decided this is it. No more Solid, and went back home, or maybe they wanted to just take a hiatus or something.
It might have been a combination of those things, I think. I think definitely at least one of them I know was very, very homesick. And I think they all went back home at that time.
But
never with the intention to completely quit. But being back home, I think, kind of was a huge change for them. They were in their late 20s, and two, I think, got married, right?
And apparently, since their debut to the release of their fourth album, and even the promotion of the two songs, they never even took, like...
No breaks.
No breaks whatsoever.
No, it was just nonstop. It was a whirlwind.
I think they may have needed that break.
Yes, and then to calm down, and in the calm, kind of reassess what was going on. Some people felt the need to come back, some people didn't. Mm. So I think that's when they were sort of on this long hiatus.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 21 years to be exact.
21 years to be exact. And I also do think that maybe contractually they were not obligated to do anything together if they didn't want to.
Right.
So not being forced to it, they said, maybe next year. Right? And that's when, you know, Kim Jo-an started pursuing his solo career. And Jung Jae-yoon started pursuing his producing career.
Right.
And Lee-jun kind of forayed into other things and stayed in L.A.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a DJ to begin with. So,
absolutely.
As for the song Giri Giri, I still like it. But at the same time, I always assumed that it was one of the follow-ups, not the title.
Oh,
like Chonsengyeobun.
I bet you a lot of people thought that.
Maybe.
But they did, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
They wanted to lead with something.
Different.
It was May, it was getting warm.
Yeah.
Get something energetic. the response was not that great, so they did a quick switch.
I guess so.
To the ballad.
Yeah. The lyrics were written by lyricist slash poet Won Tae-yeon, who was quite popular in the 90s.
Yeah.
And this is a song, I don't know, I want to say it's about anti-bullying.
Oh.
Basically saying that, you know, 너네끼리끼리. It's like, you guys flock together and ostracize me.
Right.
Don't do that.
Don't
I'm
do
cool,
that.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, let me join in.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be 끼리끼리 now.
Oh.
And then there's a lot of shake it, ain't no time to fake it. And come on, baby, shake it. Yeah.
Yes, you gotta have that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Miami.
That's just fun. That's fantastic stuff. Mm. And yeah, this was one of the, we thought one of the last releases from Solid. Mm-hmm. Good news that it wasn't,
nope.
Right? 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be our last song. It's the finale for today's really fun Uplist May playlist from Kayo Top 10. Thank you so much, Liz.
Always my pleasure.
All right, taking Liz out today, here's Solid with Kiri Kiri, or Birds of a Feather Flock Together.
Let's get it on. I'm open real wide. Act like you the Lone Ranger, baby, and take Silver for a ride.
We just listened to Solid with Kiri Kiri, or Birds of a Feather Flock Together. And that is it for today's One Fine Day. Thanks for tuning in. Here is Lonely Night by Puhar taking us out. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.